Psalm, hallelujah, Psalm 18 and 34. Psalm 18 and 34, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. Come on, say it. Say, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is powerful. Your word comes alive in this place. In Jesus' name. Psalm 18 and 34, the Bible declares, he trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze, aka steel. He trains my hands for battle. Somebody say, I'm in training. I preached from this text yesterday when I was in Memphis, and the Lord told me, he said, stay right there in that vein, stay right there in that vein, stay right there in that vein, stay right there in that same vein. And so the Lord is going to talk to us from this passage of scripture today. He trains my hands for battle. Just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are being made in war. Look at somebody else and say, neighbor, you're being made in war. You're being made. When you think of the making of something, when you think of the bench that you are sitting on right now, that bench was crafted. That bench has a dimension. That bench has a weight. Before the bench that you are sitting on was a bench, it was first a thought. It was first an idea. Before you were a body, you were first a spirit. Are you hearing me? Before you were given a destiny, you were a spirit. And so it's very important for us to know that what we go through in life and what we call warfare is really a womb. Somebody say, my warfare is my womb. Your warfare, look at it like this. The war that you have been in, the oppositions that you have faced, the adversities that you have faced in your life has really been your birth canal. And see, I'm giving you this word so that you will never look at trial and adversity the same again. God uses warfare to become a womb. God uses opposing forces that have been coming against you since you were a seed in your mother's womb. He uses that as the birth canal to form you, to make you. So many of us, many of you, what you have been experiencing has been training. But training for what? The making for what? Look at somebody and say, neighbor, you have a destiny beyond what you can currently see. Look at somebody else, because that neighbor sounded like they don't have a destiny. Say, neighbor, you have a destiny beyond what you can currently see. Yeah. What have I told you, that the fight that you have been in is not about anything that you have experienced yet? What have I told you, that the opposition that you have been facing is not the devil? It's God's way of making you. Woo! Look at somebody else and say, I'm being made, honey. Look at somebody else and say, I'm being made. I'm being crafted. He is the potter, and I am the clay. And y'all say, Lord, mold me and make me. Until that molding don't fit the version of your life that you had in your teenage years. Yeah, we say, Lord, mold me and make me until life start looking contrary to everything that you said you wanted to be and wanted to have and wanted to go and desire to do. Am I talking to anybody in here? If you be honest, most of you in this room, life does not look like what you thought it would 20 years ago. Do I have a witness in here? Most of you, there have been some twists and there have been some turns and there have been some things that have happened in our life. Watch this. Just because it happened, it don't mean that it's God. Just because it happened, watch this, or just because God allowed it to happen, it doesn't mean that it's his perfect will. Some of you are just in his permissive will. Yeah. You know, your permissive will, when the Lord tell you to do something and you do whatever you want to do, and then you try to make it be God because, you know, God been blessing me. No, that ain't the blessing of the Lord. That's you going to work every day. That ain't the blessing of the Lord. Well, you know what? I got approved for a car, so God must be pleased. No, that's you paying your bills on time. Are y'all hearing me today? Somebody say, God is making me. Now, your made season, or watch this, your made seasons. Because how many of you know the making of the Lord is not just a season? Because he'll make you and he'll prune you and he'll purify you for one dimension. And then when he gets ready to elevate you, you got to go through another making season. And then when he gets ready to elevate you again, you got to go through a making season. And it's a continual process. Why? Because I'm on the journey to be formed as Christ. Yeah. See, formation is not a destination. It's a continuation. Being formed into the image and the knowledge of Christ is not a destination. It is a continuation. Somebody say, I'm on a continuous journey. Say, God is making me. Now let me talk about this covenant breaking spirit. It's quiet, but it's all right because I'm gonna keep teaching. Covenant breaking spirit. The Lord spoke to me and he said that this is a covenant breaking generation. That's what the Lord spoke to me. He said this is a covenant breaking generation. He said this is a generation can't stay married. Because your covenant is according to how you feel at the time. This is a generation can't keep no friends. Because when somebody do something you don't agree with, you looking for an exit. This is a generation where people join churches. And then when they can't get in, whoever draws, they wanted to get in, they leave because they didn't join for the right reasons anyway. This is a generation. Yeah. He said, this is a generation of covenant breakers. Watch this. The Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make one and break it. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. You want to know why people break covenant? It's because they got into it off of a feeling and not according to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, stop making decisions based off of how you feel. Because some of you make decisions that will have a lifelong term of consequences because of a temporary feeling. Yeah, temporary feeling. And you make all these big decisions because of adrenaline. That ain't the anointing, that's your adrenaline. That's not the leading of the Lord. That's you being hyper. Yeah, covenant breaking spirit. Let me tell you something. The covenant breaking spirit is an enemy to your made season. Let me tell you something. A covenant breaking spirit is the enemy of your made season. Because you want to know how? Because a lot of what God does in our life to process us, he does it through people. Yeah. Don't you know you're on your job right now because somebody pulled your resume? You live where you live right now because somebody either approved your application or they worked a deal for you to get the right price for your mortgage. Yeah. Don't you know if you're on medication, the medication that you're on, God used the doctor to be able to see the sickness, to be able to prescribe the right particular medication? The same thing with the church. God knew that you was going to be hard-headed and rebellious, so he had to send you to an apostolic anointing. Yeah. He had to send you to an apostolic anointing that's going to mature you and not pacify your devils. Look at somebody and say, aren't you tired of being pacified? Because there's no pacifier when you're being made. You got to feel the pain so that you can mature. And one of the reasons why we got a generation full of covenant breakers, watch this. And when I say generation, I'm not talking about Gen Zs. I'm not talking about millennials. You got some old baby boomers that don't know how to keep covenant because they're babes in Christ. I want to ask y'all this. How do y'all assignment be up with people in ministries and you ain't never started your process? How do you have 4 and 5 spiritual mothers and fathers in one lifetime? I had one spiritual mother for 16 years. After that, another lady came and said that God called her to be my spiritual mother. Okay. And after that, guess what? I ain't looking for another. I wasn't looking for that one. But guess what? After this, it's over. Why? I don't need 10 spiritual mothers in one lifetime. Are y'all hearing me? Some of you hear me by the Spirit of God. Some of you, God is trying to make you. God is trying to give you something that you can't give yourself, but you keep opting out of your making season. We love to talk about David, but baby, David was made. Nothing was given to David. He even had to fight for his anointing. Yeah. Y'all know he was in the back tending to the sheep. And I just believe that his act of obedience to his father's instructions was warfare against what the enemy. Because see, the enemy wanted, I believe the enemy wanted David to always be hid because of his heart. Don't you ever be discouraged because you see wicked people go before you. Don't you ever be discouraged because you see wicked people being platformed before you. That's the job of the enemy. The job of the enemy, he wants to keep the pure at heart hidden. Am I talking to anybody in here? Yeah. And see, the enemy loves to display the corrupt so that he can corrupt the generation. Oh, yeah, but somebody say, I'm not going to opt out of my making season. It is in your making season that God begins to prune your character and purify your heart. It is in your making season where God teaches you faith. It is in your making season. Am I talking to anybody in this room? You say, you talking to me. It is in your making season where he teaches you how to trust him. Ooh, I've learned how to trust in Jesus. I've learned how to trust in God. You don't just wake up trusting God. That's something you have to learn to do. Somebody say, I'm learning while I'm being trained. The Bible says, he trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. Let me tell you something, baby. That's a strength that only God can give. Let me tell you something. Some of you, I can tell that you're always looking for a way out of battle because I don't see your strength. How long you going to cry about that?
Come on.
You going to keep getting in the prayer line about the same thing? You going to keep letting the devil torment you about the same thing? When you are made in battle, when you are made in war, there is a tenacity that's on the inside of you that only God can give. Not the culture, not TikTok, not a meme, not your best friend. I'm talking about a power that only God can give. But it comes from being made in war. Yeah, when all odds are against you. When nothing is working on your behalf. When you're seeing everybody else getting blessed and you're like, okay, God, now what is wrong with me? Change your confession and say, Lord, I yield to my making season. Because the grass always look greener on the other side. until you realize it ain't even grass. It's not even authentic. Yeah, it's fake. You know, fake people get places real fast. It seemed like fake people. Am I talking to anybody in here? It seemed like fake people and people that know how to finesse, they get places real fast. And here you go trying to do things the right way. And it seemed like everything is happening slow. That's because you are being made. Watch this. But you got to make sure. You know, I was talking to a friend the other day. And my friend said something to me so powerful. He said, G, you're such a friend. And I was like, I know. What made you say that? He said, because people give you reasons not to be. And even if they're not a friend to you, you still remain a friend to them. And you know, I couldn't even boast because in my natural self, I'm impatient. In my natural self, I am zero tolerance. In my own strength, I don't have time. I will block you and never look back. Amen. Somebody say, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Amen. Because some of y'all like that too. But I couldn't boast in my own strength. Trials and tribulations taught me how to be a friend. When I needed somebody to be my friend and it wasn't popular, it taught me how to be a friend. Are y'all hearing me? Because, you know, some people only want to be your friend when everybody like you. And then when you're going viral and people saying crazy stuff, them folks act like, well, I ain't seen nothing. And you a liar. You screenshotting it. You talking about it in other group chats. Come on in here. But I learned how to be a friend. Watch this. Because I took note of what I needed when I didn't have a friend. It was God making me. Yeah. Do not despise your making season. Are you hearing me? Do not despise your making seasons. And while you are being made, hear me. Because the first thing the enemy will come for is whatever that you've made covenant with. If you made covenant in a marriage, that's what he's going to come for. If you made covenant in the church, that's what he's going to come for. You made covenant within friendships, that's what he's going to come for. The enemy hates covenant because he knows that he could never again be in covenant with God. He has been cut off for eternity from covenant with God. And so now the enemy uses the people of God by impregnating them with the covenant-breaking spirit. You say you sanctify, but you can't keep no friends. The devil is a liar. Uh-huh. You say you sanctify. How do you say, well, you know, that ain't my spiritual mother no more. How do you do that? Covenant-breaking spirit. Watch this. And we glorify covenant breakers. Talking about, well, you know, ain't nobody gonna stay nowhere forever. You may grow, but you don't have to break covenant. Are y'all hearing me? This generation has to learn how to grow without breaking covenant. God hates covenant breakers. I'm gonna say it one more time. God hates covenant breakers. He's the God of covenant. We see covenant in the Old Testament. That's one of the main issues that God had with the children of Israel, was that they could not keep covenant. They said a lot of things with their mouth, but their heart was far from them. Covenant breaking spirit. Somebody say, God hates covenant breakers. Now, I'm not talking about them covenants you got in according to your flesh. Because, you know, a covenant is just a mutual agreement. So sometimes we get in covenants and now God be like, tear that up because I didn't tell you to get it in anyway. Okay. Say it again. Say, God hates covenant-breaking spirits. I believe that is one of my assignments to the body of Christ, is to be an example of the keeping of covenant. I believe that's one of my assignments in the body of Christ, is to restore honor and to be an example of the keeping of covenant. I don't like people that break covenant. I I can't tell you how many people I didn't block, not because they betrayed me, but because I saw how they betrayed their spiritual father. Block. I can't tell you how many people I don't deal with, not because they did something to me, but I heard what they said about who they said is their leader. Blocked. Because a covenant breaker is somebody that will cross anybody. They have no loyalty because there is no loyalty amongst thieves. There is no loyalty amongst thieves. What do you mean? Everywhere you go, you take, 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 take. Every relationship you have, you take, 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 take. And when it's your time, you run. You a covenant breaker. Yeah, I'm going to come and I'm going to get the word. Somebody asked you to say, you're a covenant breaker because you a thief. All you do is take, but you don't look for a place to give. Yeah, generational covenant breakers. Yeah, and that's why you can't be processed and purified for destiny, because you don't stay connected to nothing long enough for God to do what he really desires to do in you. You all at somebody else's church and don't even come to your church. Well, you know, I just want to go visit. No, you a lying spirit. You want to go visit because you got rebuked and your feelings told you not to come to church. Covenant breaker. The Holy Ghost talking in here. God hates a covenant breaking spirit. Yeah. And some of you ain't necessarily breaking covenant with people. You done broke covenant with God. You told them that you was going to live for them. You told them that for God I live and for God I die. You said, God, I'll serve you. But what? We don't see the fruit of what you said. Covenant breaker. Oh, yes. Covenant breaking spirit. You told God, God, I'm finna be a better steward over my money. And here you go, spending money on dumb stuff. Because see, a covenant is an agreement. The Bible already tells us the ways and the law of God. You come into covenant with that when you say, God, I believe your word. You come into covenant with that when you say that I'm the righteousness of God. I'm a son of God. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm Holy Ghost filled. Stop saying that, because some of y'all lying. You ain't saved. You just like church. Yeah. Some of y'all lying. You ain't got no Holy Ghost. You didn't learn how to mimic tongues and how to be churchy. Churchy don't work. You got to get some down in your belly. Being churchy alone, you can lose your minds being churchy. It don't work for nobody. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Life is life. But when you got God for real, you'll feel like your mind leaving. And then you'll feel when the power of God bring it back. Yeah. But you only have that benefit being loyal to the vow that you made. Somebody say, I'm in my making season. Saints of God, we got to get more serious about keeping covenant. If you told God you're going to do something, do it. If you said, this is a year where I'm going to start doing my business, and I'm going to start doing it, and okay, God give you the money to do what you need to do, and you still don't do it, you got a covenant-breaking spirit. Your word is not your bond. You say anything, but you're not yoked to anything that you say. Does your word have value? Or when you speak, do people say, oh, child, they just talking? Yeah, somebody say, I'm in my making season. DRC, we are still in our making season. I told y'all, I got some announcements to make in the days to come. Because God is expanding us and God is doing some amazing things in our ministry. But the Lord said, DRC, we've been in travail and we've been experiencing growing pains. We've been in travail. We've been experiencing growing pains. But the Lord said, I shall add and I shall make the way. I shall add, I shall increase, and I shall make the way. I shall add, I shall bring increase, and I shall make the way. We have been in travail. We have been experiencing growing pains. We have been in a making season for the next. But guess what? In the process, we will not break covenant. Somebody say, I am a covenant keeper. Does your word, listen to me, people of God. If we just did all that shouting and your word still don't hold weight with nobody that know you, you can save all that because you're just doing bodily exercise. Are you hearing me? If you told somebody you're their friend, be their friend. Don't side with people that's talking about them. You're a covenant breaker. You can't be trusted. If you're a part of a ministry, be a part of that ministry and get a brick and help build it. Look at somebody and say, where's your brick? Where? Come on, I said look at somebody. I didn't say just say it. Look at somebody and say, where's your brick? God wants to do great things in your life, Dominion. God wants to do great things in our ministry as a whole. But we cannot opt out of our making season. Yeah. I don't need 1,000 people to do what we called to do. Which we got folks on that, but I don't even need none of that. All I need is people that say, you know what? I'm going to keep covenant. And whatever God is doing in this house, I'm going to get a brick to help build. Thank you for the 3 claps. I appreciate you. Why is that important? Listen to me. Because everything that God desires to do in the earth realm, he's going to do it through a person. God wants to use you to reveal his kingdom in the earth. He wants to give you a strength. He wants to give you a might and a tenacity that goes beyond your human knowledge and your human intellect. Can a person break steel with their natural hand? No. But that is a strength that you gain over time. If you go to the gym today, you think you're going to gain muscle today? No. You have to keep going and working that muscle. And over time, you will see it come into formation. Look at somebody and say, just give it time. But in the meantime, keep your covenant. Everybody clap your hands. CJ, you can come and play something song for me. Everybody, just lift your hands right quick in this moment. Just lift your hands in this moment. Lift your hands in this moment. He's making you in war. Don't opt out too soon. He's making you in battle. He's training you. Don't look for a way out too soon. He's trying to give you a weight in the spirit. He's trying to increase your faith. Father, we thank you today for this word. Father, we thank you that you're making us, you're training us, you're molding us, you're preparing us for something that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What you have in store for us, Father, we boast in your love for us. You have something so big that is coming. And we decree that we will not opt out of being trained, of being molded, of being made. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I decree that there is no word that will fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. But may the word come alive in their lives and come alive in their heart. And it is so in Jesus' name.